The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy holiday. I can sing that, right? That's, I don't have to pay royalties when I sing.
I don't think you can. No.
You don't. Do you know any of the rules at all?
I don't.
No,
I don't think you do either.
I do.
Let's stop this. You don't either.
Yes, I do.
You don't. No, you do not.
Tell me what I do and don't know.
I'm getting a pretty good idea.
Well, you
of the
don't
rules.
Know these rules, Jason, or we wouldn't have been bumped off of Spotify and we wouldn't have been bumped off of YouTube. So don't act like you're, oh, now all of a sudden you know every rule? Like, come on, man. Right?
Are you done?
Maybe. It depends what you say next.
Matt LaFleur was just at the podium moments ago. One word to describe how he felt about what he saw from Christian Watson in practice yesterday.
Guess
the word. Optimistic. Optimistic.
It starts with a vowel. That vowel is E, not O.
Oh. Entrepreneurial.
That's not what I was looking for, no.
Evangelical.
Encouraging. He found it encouraging. Is that
is it
not
encouraging or encouraging?
Depends how you pronounce it, I suppose. Is that not positive enough for you?
Yeah, I told you it was awesome to see him out. It's one thing if he's just out there jogging around. He's catching balls, man. He's turning up field. Yeah, it's incredibly encouraging. It's optimistic. It's awesome. What other vowels? Let's come up with one for each. You.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
There you go. There, all of them. It's all of those things.
Yippee. Because why is sometimes a vowel.
Sometimes. Yeah. He is so critical to what we do. And we've seen that, even though some on this panel thought he's kind of irrelevant. Another odd word.
Who was that?
He's not.
Who was that?
Yeah, an idiot. No, I don't remember who it was. So it's important
unavailable
for him to be out there.
Ooh, that's not very nice.
You are snarky. And it's great that he's out there, and I think he's going to give it a shot. Now, if I'm a Bears team, I am going after him. Like, that's the cold, hard deal here. He comes across the middle, I'm going to crack him. That's what I'm going to do. That's football.
So the exchange then, in a very smart follow-up, obviously, because I wasn't there. So what would be more encouraging today? So whoever said that, good work. Bravo. LaFleur said just him going out there and running around and making some plays. It is a medical decision. We'll see where he's at on Saturday. Now, here's the bad news. If you want to view it that way, Zach Tom and Josh Jacobs will not practice today. They will be given up until game time. LaFleur was then asked if they will be ruling anyone out. And he made a joke, and then he said, yeah, there'll be a couple guys that will end up ruling out after practice. I anticipate that Evan Williams will be one of them. And again, Evan Williams told a great story yesterday about when he suffered his injury. It was on the same play as Micah Parsons. And so he's on the turf at Empower Field, writhing in pain with his knee. And he rolls over expecting to see a group of trainers there to take care of him. And there's one trainer with a water bottle. And he's like, the heck's going on out here? Then he turns and sees about 15 people surrounding Micah Parsons, and then it made more sense to him. So,
Boy, I'll tell you what. You could be playing at an all-pro level and having a dynamite second year, and you find out real quick where you're – that's my point. Mm-hmm. And you find out where the teardom sits real quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he did not sound like someone that thought it was a good idea for him. And you
Zach
know this.
Is Tom going to play or you think he's out?
So I would say that I have, and I did this with Gabe and Chewy on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. I think I did it with Strofe, too, as we were recording Weekly Wildy. But if I was tearing, like Jesse tears his friends and has demoted Tyler because he dares to move to Oconomowoc, which, again, I'm glad Jesse and
It'd
I
be awesome
are friends.
If Ashton lives in Oconomowoc, if Ashton then jumped and kind of took Tier 1 Tyler
house
under his
swap?
Wing and became a Tier 1.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought maybe house
friend swap. Not friend swap.
No,
tier
I don't
swap.
I don't think Ashton, who supervises Jesse, has a whole lot of interest in being a tier
be a
one
good way
friend
to get
of
some
Jesse.
Dirt on me. I can tell you that much.
No, true. Of Tyler. No, he doesn't want. No, not with Jesse. I'm talking about.
Yeah, no,
with Tyler.
He's going to be Tyler's friend. They both live in Oconomowoc.
Tier one yeah, Tyler sure. brings a lot to the table.
He does, and it's not
Bubblers.
Just bubbler drinks.
He's yeah. a funny guy.
Very good on trivia contests. Yeah, very good
yeah.
as a teammate.
I wouldn't say he's our Micah Parsons. But he's pretty
more
good.
Of an Evan Williams. So if I were tiering them, I'm working from tier four of these four. Let's do four players, right? Let's
okay.
do Christian Watson, Josh Jacobs, Zach Tom, and Evan Williams.
Okay.
Evan Williams, I am putting at doubtful. He would be at the tier four.
Okay.
Zach Tom, I would put at tier three, which is questionable. I think that's how he'll get listed today. I found the conversation with him. I know why you like him. Because he's played through a lot of stuff this year. And I think he's going to play. I will be...
I
am cautiously optimistic that he will play. It sounds to me, and again, he, unlike Evan Williams, who said, yeah, it's the MCL, he was a little more evasive about what is ailing his knee. But I think what is happening is there's some loose bodies, some cartilage and gunk floating around in his knee. He said he anchored on a pass set and he felt it in there. So I don't think he's got like ligament damage. I
Way
think
to
there's
put his
like
stuff out on the street. Good.
He didn't. I am theorizing
HIPAA?
Based on what he
you ever
said.
Hear HIPAA?
What I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah. No. I'm theorizing based on what he said.
So you're not Big J in this. This is just your opinion.
That's just like my opinion, man. Yes. Okay. So he's in tier three. Tier two is Christian Watson. I think he's probably. If they still had probable, I think he would play. And he was very encouraged about how he felt. Now, what percentage he'll be at, there is
sure.
a functionality and a pain tolerance component to his availability. But I am encouraged by him. And then, again, I will never say definitely, because or 0% or 100% like Homer. I think Josh Jacobs is playing. I just think that he, what he's made of and how he views this, I feel like he's playing. I will be very surprised if 90 minutes before kickoff at Soldier Field, he is not playing. I will be surprised.
So you think 75% of the guys are playing?
Yeah, I think Evan Williams will ultimately be the one who doesn't play out of that group of four. So
right.
we'll see. Please do not hold me to that because I don't have their MRIs.
Trust me, I won't.
I know you won't. But that's the vibe I get. All right.
Is there anything worse? Is there anything worse than rain in the wintertime? That sucks. Get this beautiful snow. The winter's finally about, and now we're getting a big old rainstorm. Ugh.
It doesn't bother me until it starts to freeze, and I've got a.
No, I hate it even if
it's actually kind of nice. It's getting rid of the remnants of the ice from the tire
agreed.
Tracks and whatnot.
Yeah,
I kind of
totally
like
agree.
It. Makes it look cleaner.
I'm Team Jesse on this. I don't agree with Tyler.
You guys like wintertime rain?
No, only a little
that's
bit.
The,
not
that's
a
the
lot.
Hill you're going out on.
No.
I want it to wash away. The remnants. I want a fresh batch of snow.
You don't
want
to have to sit
snow
in that car
later.
Wash line for 2 hours.
Yeah, it's crazy.
600
line.
People. Yeah,
by 4 p.m.
Crazy. I'm not looking forward to tonight. We have to drive to Appleton for volleyball practice, and I'm a little leery of the freezing rain.
Nah, it'll be canceled. Nah, you ain't going.
We'll
canceled.
See. We'll see. It's 11:24
no, it's
right now.
Be
we'll have to wait and see.
It'll be canceled.
The time has come.
There's a squall. Potential.
I saw that.
Squall.
Yeah, squalling.
Potential
we're squalling.
Squall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gonna have to be very careful. Be careful out there if you're on the road.
So
tonight, including
mucky
me.
And just you had this beautiful white Christmas potential, and now it's going to be all mucky.
I don't think that's true.
Don't it's like just, it. Don't like
Christmas
it at all.
Is a week from today.
I
you don't think we're gonna get snow?
A lot of time left.
No. Yeah. It's over.
A lot of ball game.
This rainstorm gonna ruin the white Christmas idea.
My
that we
Christmas
haven't had
was ruined.
In probably 4 days. We haven't had a white Christmas in 4 years. Is there any? I don't know if we have any royalty-free music that has that, but
I'll see what we got.
I'm dreaming of a rainy Christmas. It's all
how you
mucky
boys look at
and
it.
I'm mad.
Caller 109. Caller 109 for the Iron Jock
no, I'm
Tumblr.
I'm not finding you any music now.
If you're looking for the perfect holiday gift or you just want to upgrade your own gear, check out the sales going on at Iron Jock. I love their performance apparel. It's tough. It's comfortable. And you know what? They have their exclusive silver ion technology that fights that stank. And right now you'll find great deals across their entire line of hoodies, t-shorts, and of course that nice little lightweight hoodie that we love with that four-way stretch. Ironjock.com. Head over to ironjock.com for gear that works as hard as you do. And right now, give a call, 109. You get that beautiful, beautiful tumbler from Iron Jock, 844-770-3776.
Caller 109 gets the Iron Jock. What are we giving away? Are we still giving away the tumbler?
Yeah, it's a tumbler, right? Like I said, four times.
I know. I was checking the weather for my drive. Sorry.
Okay.
We'll get to Power Rankings Thursday after we get our winner next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We agree that this is a royalty-free Boston knockoff, right? So it's supposed to sound like the old South Boston Bucket band, you know, right? Sounds very much
yeah,
like that.
Store brand Boston, yeah.
Jesse, did you get to 109 without any trouble?
We sure did. Congratulations to our two winners today. Earlier we had Andrew in Madison, who was caller 31, I think it was, nice and easy. And
was
then,
he a streamer or was he a regular?
I didn't ask. But we do know Gerald in Green Bay is certainly a streamer because we don't have a radio station in Green
certainly
Bay.
Certainly a streamer.
So, Gerald, congratulations. He was caller 109. Iron Jock Tumblr is coming their way.
Who sings certainly a streamer? Is that like Islands in the Stream? That is what we are.
No, I think it was Bon Jovi. I think Bon Jovi had something like that.
It is Thursday. Tomorrow we will be doing all of our typical lead up to the game, even though the game's a day earlier, on Saturday night at Soldier Field. Probably should get to our power ranking since we usually talk about those on Tuesday, but it's already Thursday. Jesse, the floor is yours.
And most notably, power rankings because Week 16 kicks off tonight with a big one in the NFC. The Los Angeles Rams and the Seattle Seahawks.
That is a big one.
Meeting tonight, potentially with the one seed on the line. Between that and Packers-Bears, a lot of playoff positioning could be determined with the results this week. Tausch, you were 5-for-5 matching your top five in the NFL with ESPN's NFL Nation's top five last week. Would you like to try again sharing your top five teams in the league, and then we will see how that compares to what ESPN's NFL Nation has?
Yeah, I'll try again. Sure. Rams 1.
Would you like me to give you the answer as you go? Because that...
Well, all right, so let me rephrase. Denver 1, Rams 2, 3 will be the Buffalo Bills. Then I think it's going to be New England and then the Seahawks.
You have the top five, not in the same order, though. But you do have, collectively, the top five teams have all been identified. Number 1 is the Los Angeles Rams.
Why did you not ding?
Because I thought you
this
were
This is not how he envisioned this going.
Yeah,
that's why.
I thought it was a bell.
No.
I didn't hear no bell.
Plus, don't we work our way up on power rankings? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1?
If he wanted to do it this way, it's fine. I don't mind that. I just thought he would give his list, and then we would... takes the drama away if I'm like, nope, they're not number two. It's Seattle. Oh, I was going to say Seattle 3. It just... never mind. Rams are 1. Seahawks are 2. So the top two teams in the NFL power rankings, according to the NFL
Nation
report.
There's no way they're ahead of the Broncos. Come on.
Broncos number 3. Patriots 4, Bills 5. That's your top 5 ESPN's
NFL.
I'm
all right with all of that, but the Denver Broncos, play Jacksonville. Should be a monster game, and it's getting like local, it's not getting any love. Like, that is one of the biggest games of the weekend.
By the way, Jacksonville is number 6 in the power rankings this week. They're 10-4. Sneaky
Liam
good.
Cohen. People be loving them some Liam now. Loving them some Duval.
Let me give you a couple more teams here real quick. Number 7, I feel like we have not talked enough about the 10-4 San Francisco 49ers.
That's very fair.
Yeah, they're sneaky.
And they are fresh off a win over the Titans last week, and they made it look pretty easy. Yeah.
Well, everybody's beating the Titans. Nobody's remembering them, and everybody's beating them. That's the sequel to that movie.
Yeah, that's good. Number 8.
Forget about the Titans.
Number 8, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Number 9, the Green Bay Packers. And rounding out your top 10, at number 10, the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I think that's all fair. All of that's fair. I don't have any problem with anything other than the Broncos. Broncos should be ahead of Seattle. Seattle almost lost to a 50-year-old quarterback at home last weekend. Like, come on, man.
It's true. This is true.
I know. That's why I said it.
49ers get Phillip Rivers on Monday Night Football this week, by the way, in Indianapolis, where the Bears will soon be playing divisional games.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. I'll say this. We are, as Packer
say
fans
something.
Tonight... Well, I thought you were going to finally chime in on something, but that's my mistake.
How about that Rams-Eagles game tonight, guys? Huh?
Here's the deal. Jason's wearing Rams gear. We all should be rooting hard for the Seahawks tonight. It's at Seattle. The Rams lose. They're not going to more than likely be that one. They're not going to be the one seed. I don't know who's – we need the Rams to lose twice, though, right, in order to get the one seed ahead of them? Does that math make sense?
I'm not sure what
somebody
the
say something. Somebody say something.
Jason did say he got an email about the Packers' chances to clinch a playoff berth the other day.
I'm not interested in the playoffs. We're in the playoffs. All right, we're not going to miss the playoffs. Something catastrophic will have to happen. It ain't going to happen. So my point is, I don't want to just give in the one seat yet.
Something catastrophic.
And I think in order to have a chance, you're going to talk.
What?
Now you'll talk.
Something catastrophic finish it up, Jesse. Happened. They just lost their
go
best
ahead,
player.
Finish.
What are you talking about? Something catastrophic just happened. They had 4 guys get hurt on Sunday, including their best all-around player.
I see it. This is super fun. I gotta admit, I'm really enjoying this.
Just wait until they bring up volleyball start times next segment.
We will shift gears to Whoa, Nelly.
Thank God.
What?
Well, I'm trying to have a conversation about the Packers with the one seed and the two, and then you guys, for whatever reason, just go into a shell, and I'm sitting here having to talk about it.
No,
that's what happened. I mean, go back and watch the tape, and then Jesse jumps all over. Catastrophic could be losing your next 3, and even if you lose your next 3, you probably still have a shot at getting in.
Yeah,
Losing Micah Parsons is catastrophic, yeah. Having Christian Watson maybe be able to play, that's not catastrophic. If he plays, it's not. Like, come on. Not having Jordan Love, like... If you think then mail it in and just call it a day.
Let's not go down.
Which path?
The path of catastrophic.
Okay. That's what that is exactly what I tried to do, and the Jesse wanted to jump in there.
I understand. Again, they're making the playoffs. Jesse referring to if the Lions lose or tie and the Packers win, they will have clinched a playoff berth on the weekend. That is the path to the playoffs. But I agree with Tausch, like the shirts, that's not what we're doing here. We expect them now, where they're positioned, to make the playoffs. The question is,
when Saturday you're going to be the 2 seed,
right? And then and that puts you in a much more enviable position, considering that you had something catastrophic happen last week and you lost your star pass rusher. Did you have something to add?
Yeah. Did you notice
what
if the Packers win, the Lions lose to Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers, and in Aaron Rodgers' final swan song season, potentially, he clinches the Green Bay Packers a playoff berth.
Thank you for your service, if that ends up
Well, that'd be
happening.
Catastrophic for the Lions, huh?
Well, if you've had the catastrophic experience of having your identity stolen and then your money taken from your bank, well, that won't happen with Associated Bank. They've got your back. It's part of their great customer service that goes along with Early Pay, which delivers your direct deposit from your employer up to 2 days early, and with credit monitoring to make sure you're ready to make that purchase at Stein Offals, get that new couch or whatever that big purchase might be. And, of course, they've also got Packers checking, Badgers checking, and Brewers checking. So go to AssociatedBank.com to make the switch. Today we switch gears to Wonelli. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
For Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Siraka's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Wonelli
on Wilde and Tausch.
The national semifinal tonight. 3-seed Wisconsin and number 1-seed Kentucky on ESPN, on 100.5 ESPN, the network flagship of Wisconsin Badgers volleyball, and across the Wisconsin Badgers volleyball radio network. As the Badgers play in the 7th Final Four in program history. Big wins last week against Stanford and Texas in order to get there. And for the 3rd straight week, their first of potentially 2 matches over the weekend with a cable guy start time. We are experienced veterans now when it comes to not knowing what time the match will start. Texas A&M and Pittsburgh, your first national semifinal tonight in Kansas City. They start at 5:30. The expected Wisconsin start time is 8 p.m. Central Time. But it could be a little earlier, or it could be significantly later, depending on how that first match goes.
What's the line from the Seinfeld episode where he's, we'll be there between 10 and 1, or we'll be there for between 2 and 6. I do love that scene. Look, I'm excited that it's the late game. We'll hopefully be back safe and sound from our icy drive to and from volleyball practice. I look forward to listening to John Arias syncing it up with the broadcast like I do with Tausch and with Matt LePay on the football calls. I don't know enough about volleyball, Jesse. You're the host of the either short, long, or Goldilocks Just Right pregame show. If Prize Picks was putting a projection on this, are we projecting Badgers in 3.5, or are we more likely to be projecting that Kentucky wins this?
I would not expect tonight's match to go three sets, which would be the minimum. I would expect tonight's match would be a close competitive one. Wisconsin went four against both Texas and Stanford. Wisconsin's hot. They are riding their longest winning streak of the season heading into this one. They have only lost one match all season when setter Charlie Furbringer has not played. That match was the second one of the season against Texas. They just avenged that loss by beating that same Texas team in their house in the regional final. The best team in the tournament, Nebraska, was undefeated. They lost in the regional final, so they're out. Kentucky is the best team by rankings remaining in the Final Four, but I don't think Wisconsin is scared of anybody the way that they've been playing and as good as they have looked, especially in this tournament run.
Jesse, okay. Is the Robin Soderling...
Oh, jeez.
Robin Soderling is the Nebraska Cornhuskers. We weren't beating Nebraska. Like, we got dominated at home on Halloween.
Wait,
in a big... Well, no, we weren't going to beat Nebraska. If they advanced, right, we weren't beating Nebraska.
So
but
Nebraska's
they're not.
Nadal.
So Soderling, a la beat Nadal,
right.
They're Nadal.
Texas A&M is Soderling.
Soderling would yeah. be Texas A&M.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin is Federer. Is
yes.
that a better comp
yeah.
than what...
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's a great
okay.
comp. Very well done.
Who regularly gets to the title but doesn't win it? Because Pittsburgh's been to a bunch of Final Fours in a row, but they have never won in the Final Four to get to the championship match. So who would that be in tennis terms?
Who is the favorite? Who does Vegas have as the prohibitive favorite?
I don't think they do.
I have not checked, just like you don't
what
check
do you mean
for,
they don't do?
Just like you don't, you're not aware of lines for football broadcasts. I don't think I'm aware of lines for the volleyball broadcast either. I would guess that Kentucky, being the highest ranked team from the final rankings of the season, would be the favorite as a one seed projected to win the whole thing. But factoring in how good Wisconsin has been, especially against some great competition last week in Stanford and Texas, and yeah. Nebraska not being in it, I think the winner, my prediction, just like Tausch with Packers-Eagles last season in the first round of the playoffs, the winner of tonight's Wisconsin-Kentucky match will win the national championship. That is
it's
my...
Got vibes of 2015.
Yeah.
Got vibes God. Of 2015.
Keep Coach K out of Kansas City.
Whoa, Nelly.
Jesse, should Kelly Sheffield and Charlie and Calmer and the whole squad, should they be hoisting a trophy on its way back to 100.5 ESPN Madison in a flagship? Should they be bringing that in next week?
I've seen a bunch of the commentary from the players meeting with the media in Kansas City yesterday. They do not view themselves as underdogs. At all.
They're nobody's underdog.
In this tournament. They view
Love
themselves
it.
As the team to beat. So if
Let's
you ask
go.
Any of them, they would say the expectation is they walk out of there with the second national title in program history on Sunday afternoon.
Well, let's go.
Mm-hmm. Coverage starts. Network pregame starts at 7 o'clock tonight. What's the? We had went an hour, 6 minutes for Stanford. We went 40 minutes for the first match, whoever, Eastern Illinois. Any prize picks projections on what we hit tonight for our pregame show?
Who's hosting that tonight? You bring in the A-team, or who's doing it?
I am the A-team.
That's what I heard, Mr. T. Hour and 22 minutes is going to be your thing.
Oh, wow.
Tonight.
Okay.
Hour and 22.
Right. Hour 22. Hope not.
In 2025, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime Jesse didn't commit. Those men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade in the Los Angeles underground and began doing pregame shows for Badgers volleyball. Today, still wanted by the government, Jesse survives as a soldier of fortune. If you have a problem and no one else can help, and you can find him, maybe you can hire the A-Team. If you remember that show, which is way older than Jesse,
yeah.
but not as old as Dallas.
I would have had no clue what you were doing there. Like, none.
Did you never watch the A-Team? You were too busy watching
never.
Dallas? You never
no,
watched
I just remember the
A-Team?
Van. Wasn't there a van and Mr. T had all the gold chains? I never watched an episode.
A lot of run for Mr. T on today's show.
He has been very popular today. You know what else is popular?
What, Jason?
Dead air. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
We got to get out of here, but first, Tausch, how are you going to consume the big NFL game and the big volleyball game simultaneously tonight?
Well, where is the volleyball game on, ABC?
ESPN. It's on big ESPN. And, of course,
big
on
ESPN.
The ESPN Wisconsin app, if you want to stream John Audius and the Hall of Famer Pete Wade.
Sure. Announcer cam? That announcer cam.
Yeah, not allowed to use the announcer cam for the NCAA tournament. They have rules.
I hate to say this. We should have just ran it and then asked for permission later.
That's
because you don't think
happen.
The NCAA has any power. That's what you've decided.
They, what power do they have?
I don't know.
They can fine us.
Well, don't pay it.
It's like the one thing,
out of the building.
The one thing they can do.
What are they gonna do? I will be watching the volleyball game. That is where my head will be at tonight.
We will do this again tomorrow. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us. Thanks to Sylvie for joining us. And thanks to you. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.